Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about being kind to the prisoner of war. As you know, Islam is a perfect religion. Islam is a complete religion. It has rules for each and every aspect of life. This includes rules related to combat and war, or as we call it in Arabic, jihad. And everybody, every human being, in fact, every living creature and everything in this universe has a series of rights, regardless of whether those are human beings or not, and regardless of whether those human beings are Muslim or not, including the prisoner of war, the person, the captive, person who's captured in war and becomes a prisoner of the Muslim army. Even he has a series of rights, and it's necessary to be kind to that person. This is something which has been reflected in the Holy Quran, and the Holy Quran in some of its verses has echoed this theme. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran we read, they give food for the love of him to the needy, the orphan, and the prisoner. Also, in another verse of the Holy Quran, we read, O Prophet, say to the captives who are in your hands, if Allah finds any good in your hearts, He will give you something which is better than what has been taken away from you, and He will forgive you, and Allah is all-forgiving, all-merciful. In this line, and in the same vein, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been narrated as having said the following: feeding the prisoner is the obligatory duty of the person who captured him. And you can just capture a person in war and not feed him. It's necessary to provide him with his basic human rights, one of which is that he should be fed. Even if he intends to execute him the next day, somebody might say, well, this person is going to die tomorrow. What's the point in feeding him? He can stay hungry for one day. No, even if it's for one day, this person should be fed. This is a part of his inalienable human right. He must be fed, given water. He must be given water, sheltered. He must be given a place to reside before he dies. And treated well. That's not enough. It's not permitted to treat him bad and treat him in an unkind manner. Rather, he should be treated nicely. In the end, the Imam ends the hadith in this way. He says, regardless of whether he is a disbeliever or not, kafiran kana aw ghayra. Kafiran kana aw ghayra. Even if the person is a disbeliever, he should not be treated unkindly, rather. He should be treated with kindness, and he should be given these basic human rights. And this is something that, you know, in a lot of countries, we don't see, right? And this is one of the distinctions and merits of the religion of Islam, that it has rights, given rights, and allocated rights for all people. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at kindness to the prisoners of war, in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على